Let's come back to our top story this morning. The DUP calling for a statute of limitations and bringing prosecutions against members of the armed forces who served during the Troubles. Sir Geoffrey Donaldson laying out this new policy by the DUP. Alex Atwood from the SDLP with your reaction to this, Alex. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Clearly the SDLP and I think right-minded people will all reject this proposal because either we're all equal before the law or we're not. There cannot be one rule for a soldier and another rule for others. And after all the years when we campaigned and struggled for the rule of law and due process to prevail, we can't now have anybody running interference with that approach, and that's what the DUP are proposing.
And it... You heard Sir Geoffrey on the radio this morning, presumably, Alex, saying that, look, it's just gone on for too long now and there are special circumstances for prisoners. So let's have special circumstances for the security forces.
There may have been circumstances, special circumstances, as Geoffrey might put it, about people after they've been convicted. What the DUP are proposing is that they shouldn't even be brought before a court of law. And remember, as unfortunately everybody knows, whether it's a British soldier or a police officer or somebody who is in a terror organisation, the chances of anybody becoming before court of law is very limited because of the passage of time. But to now suggest that anybody should be free from investigation, never mind prosecution, never mind conviction, flies in the face of everything we've tried to work for over the last 20 and 30 years when it comes to the rule of law and the due process. And the question that arises now...
Well, some people would argue letting prisoners out early, as we did under the Good Friday Agreement conditions, was wrong in their eyes, but they accepted it for the greater good.
They did, but the point is that whether you like or not that prisoners released, it's a very different principle to say that one named category of person should be free and not liable to investigation in respect of serious crime. So there's one thing to release people who've been convicted of serious crime, and people can debate that, but to then suggest... something that is contrary to international human rights and international rule of law requirements, that somebody, because of the character of the uniform that they wear, should never even be investigated, never mind prosecuted, in my view, is very unacceptable. So the question, Stephen, today is that given that the British Secretary of State has got himself on the wrong side of the argument about due process and the rule of law, the British government have to come out today, in my view, and say that they reject the DUP proposal. And the reason why I say that is this. Last week, the Irish government, in a somewhat unusual intervention, warned against amnesty. So did we. Because it's my view, and I think it's the view of other people in the island of Ireland, that what the British government and the DUP want is amnesty. And indeed, it's what Sinn Féin want, because they all want to deal with the past in their terms, and they want their people to go free. And that's the real challenge now, Stephen. Do people...
Well, let's let Sinn Féin speak for themselves.
Yes, but do people, not just the DUP, but the British government and Republicans, utterly... the British government and Sinn Féin, do they reject amnesty as part of dealing with the past and the future?
Alex Atwood, thank you very much.